We based what we said the first night of Sukkot on the Atah V'Chartanu. The Tefillah starts Atah V'Chartanu Mikol Ha'amim, and that corresponds to the second line V'Romamtanu Mikol HaLashonos. Klal Yisrael, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, deals with us and related to us like a husband and a wife, and he therefore went through various stages of making us his kibiyachol, his wife. It looks like any kedushin starts with two kinds of kedushin. There's the amira by kedushin. You have to designate verbally that harei at mikudeshesli, right? That designates the woman as being something special to that person, and separates her from all other people, makes her special to that man. And then there's the actual maisa hakedushin of giving her something of value, that those two things together create the kedushin. So atah v'chartanu mikol ha'amim refers to the verbal part. V'romamtanu mikol ha'lashonos, the Rabbanu Shel Olam extolled us beyond all language, beyond all expressions of greatness. He made us something special verbally. And that corresponds to what it says in the Torah, Es Hashem hemartem hayom, v'Hashem hemircha hayom. God made you special, you made him special. And the word hemircha and hemartem has to do with amira. He made us special through how he designated us, how he verbalized our greatness. We'll see our part in a second. And that refers to Pesach. On Pesach, the Rabbanu Shel Olam showed that we're separate and different than the nations of the world, and he started that before Yitzias Mitzrayim by saying, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, by making us special and verbalizing to Paro that we are something special, other, different than all the other nations of the world. Then comes Ohavta Osanu. Then there's the actual physical show of love through an object of desire, something that people desire. That's kesef. Kesef comes from Lashon Kisufin, something that's desirable. So the husband, the husband-to-be, gives his wife-to-be something desirable, kesef, and that way he shows his ratzon, his desire for this woman through something, what's it called, tangible. That's the kesef kedushin. And that's what it says, Ohavto Sanu. How did the Rabbanu Shem show that love for us that made us his wife? The Kidashtonu b'mitzvosecha, literally. He made us Kedushin. He made Kedushin with his mitzvos. He gave us the most precious thing to him is his mitzvos. He gave us the mitzvos. Kidashtonu b'mitzvosecha. And the last stage of Nisuin is, the last stage of this marriage is Nisuin, which is really being putting the kala under the chuppah, bringing her under the chuppah, which is hachnasa l'shusa, bringing her into the domain of the chasen. That's called viratzisa ban, an extra level, more than just love, ritzui. There's a certain special ratzon that is exhibited by the kala being in the place of the chasen. And that was done by v'keravtanu malkeinu. You brought us close. You brought us into your reshus. By lavoda secha, through your avoda. And then the result was the shimcha hagadol v'hakadosh aleinu koros. What's the result of a marriage? That the name of the chasen is called on the kala. She now becomes called on the name of her chasen. She's his wife. So the Rabbanu Shem called us on his name, hagadol v'hakadosh. We are a mamleches kohanim and a goy kadosh. We have gedula, mamlocha, that Shimcha HaGadol, the HaKadosh, we're a Goy Kadosh, we're a holy nation, that is our name, and that name represents the Rabbanu Shalom. We represent the Rabbanu Shalom. We're his extension. We're his Ezer, Kibiyachal. The difference between a regular Kedushin and the Kedushin between us and the Rabbanu Shalom is, a regular Kedushin is a one-way street. It's totally, the Chasen is the active one, and the Kala is passive, totally passive. But here the Rabbanu Shalom wants us to be active too. The Rabbanu Shalom says, I'm not going to do my part until you enable me to do my part. By doing your part, you enable me to do my part. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says is the meaning of Tenu Oz Lelokim, give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By us doing our part, we initiate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part. We enable him to do his part, because that's his ratzon. He doesn't want to be active and do for us until we initiate it, till we do it. So therefore, just like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated us verbally, we designate him verbally too. And therefore, V'romam tonu mikol ha-lashonos doesn't only mean that God extolled us beyond any expression, but it means he gave us also Lashon HaKodesh, where we can extol him. That's also V'romam tonu mikol ha-lashonos. And that's also represented in Hallel, B'seis Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, B'seis Yaakov mi-am lo-eis. We went out from people who spoke other languages, and we were given Lashon HaKodesh to speak. And also, what's it called? The second stage also. The Rabbanu Shalom is mekadosh us with his mitzvos, but we return those mitzvos to him by doing the mitzvos, by fulfilling them. He gave them to us, but we have to, kibiyachol, give them back to him. And the keraftonu malkeinu lavodasecha, the ritzui, comes also from the Rabbanu Shalom brings us into his rishus, but we also let him come into our rishus. So Shavuos is the time when the Rabbanu Shalom is mekadosh us. He gave us the Torah, he gave us the mitzvahs, and we, Lamaisa, gave back to him the Naseh v'Nishma. And Sukkot was the Nisuin. Sukkot is the time that the Rabbanu Shalom brought us into his rishus. That's the Anoni HaKavod. He surrounded us with his rishus like a chuppah, and he brought us into the chuppah. And however, we brought him into our rishus too. That's why Sukkot represents two things. The Sukkot Mamish, the Sukkot that we built, inside the Anoni HaKavod. God surrounds us with the Anoni HaKavod, but we surround ourselves with a Sukkah that is open at the top, so we bring the Anoni HaKavod into our domain. So we bring the Ribono Shel Olam into our domain, and he brought us into his domain. It works both ways. And that's why it says, V'Sukkot Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael. L'char, if it means the Anoni HaKavod, I understand. God is the one who put us into the Sukkot. But if it's the Sukkot that we built, where did God put us into the Sukkot? But the idea is that the Ribono Shel Olam took his Anoni HaKavod and let them permeate our Sukkot, because we gave him a place to come in. We made the roof open to the Anoni HaKavod. We didn't make it a complete mechitza and chatzitza between us and the Anoni HaKavod. And that explains why Sukkot is now after Yom Kippur, and not immediately after Pesach or Shavuos. Because really the Nisuin should have come immediately after the Kedushin. In other words, after Shavuos, immediately we should have had that Nisuin, the Rabbanu Shalom bringing us into his Rishos, but that couldn't happen. Because Aluva Kala Mizana B'Sof Chupasa, we were over the Chet HaEgel, was mamish like being Mizana under the Chuppah itself. We distance ourselves from the Rishos of the Rabbanu Shalom. So all of that had to be rectified. So we needed a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. We also needed to have a little marriage counseling to understand how a wife has to look at her husband and how a husband has to look at the wife. And after we had that, we then knew how to come into the Rishus of the Rabbanu Shalom and bring him into our Rishus. So Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says that a wife has to look at her husband like a melech, like a king, like a prince, and do everything that he wants, as long as it's the right kinds of things. And a woman knows how to make her husband want the right kind of things. And then she's easy for her to do what he wants, since that's what she made him want. That's osa rotzon vayla. In any case, she has to look at him as a king and do what he wants and keep away from things that he doesn't want. That's how a woman has to look at a husband. And how does the husband have to look at his wife? He has to be ohava kigufo, has to love her as much as he loves himself, umechab deyoser migufo, and honor her more than he honors himself. So Rosh Hashanah taught us how to look at the Ribono Shel Olam again as a melech. You want to go into the Rishus of the Ribono Shel Olam, you need to look at him as a melech. That's Malchios of Rosh Hashanah. But it also showed that the Ribono Shel Olam is mechabed us. He honors us and he loves us. How so? Because on Rosh Hashanah, the Zichronos. He remembers us, Zocher HaBris, he remembers that tremendous bris that's beyond rationale. Doesn't have to make sense. The Ribono Shel Olam loves us more than rationale. Just like a husband is supposed to love his wife more than he's even mechabed himself, more than it's rational. And Yom Kippur is the next part needed before you can have the chuppah. The kal has to go to the mikveh, right? She needs tahara. And they have to start anew. They have to feel like they're starting anew, and that's why the Rebbeinu says, Mochel the Avonos of the Chasson and the Kala on the day of the Chuppah. So we need a Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Mechilas Avonos, and is Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, is a day of Tahara, right? Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So the Kala was Mishtahir on Yom Kippur, and we all had Mechilas Avonos, and then we're able to go to the Nisuin on Sukkot. That's why Sukkot comes Dafke after Yom Kippur, even though really it should have come immediately after Shavuos. And that's the idea that the Rabbanu Shalom surrounded us with seven Anoni Akavod, similar to what the Kala surrounds the Chosen to, seven times. The idea of her bringing her into his Rishos, but then she making him in her Rishos too, both things together. And that's why the Sukkah surrounds us, like the Anoni Hakavot, but we also surround the Rabbanu Shalom, both in the Hakafos of the Lulav and the Hakafos on Simchas Torah. We go around seven times around the Bima and around the Torah to show, just like the Kala brings the Chosin into her Rishos, just like the Chosin is bringing her into his Rishos, we do the same thing. We have those Hakafos. And that is the whole idea of Das. This is the Yontif of Das. Vidatem, Leman Yedu Doroseichem. Right? And the Pshat is not Leman Yedu Doroseichem, Kibasuka Soshafti. That your generation should know that I let you dwell in Sukkot. But Leman Yedu Doroseichem, the whole purpose of Sukkot is Leman Yedu Doroseichem. That they should come to that Madrega of Yediyah. Yediyah means an intimate connection. We have that intimate connection. Vayeda Adam Eschava Ishto. That's Yediyah. Leman Yedu Doroseichem. How so? Ki Basuko Soshafti Eschvene Yisrael. I put them into Sukkot, which created that Yediyah, which created that Kesher. So how does Klal Yisrael come to the Madrega of Leman Yedu Doroseichem? Ki Basuko Soshafti. Through the Sukkot. And that's what we say by Netilas Lulav, by the Hoshanas, Leman Das, Kolame Ha'oretz. And that's the Indian of Ruach HaKodesh by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Ruach HaKodesh is knowing the inner value of everything. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Having that inner knowledge of what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from me, what I want from him, that's what's called Ruach HaKodesh. And that's Zman Simchaseinu. That's Nesuin. Nesuin is a Simchas Chasam Lekal. Right, Nesuin is a simcha. So this is Man Simcha Sein. It's the time we have a Nesuin with the Rabbanu Shalom. So there's a simcha for the Chosin, a simcha for the Kala. And that is what the simcha is all about. And that's the simcha with the Dalet meaning. All our Eivorim, since we're in the Rishus of the Rabbanu Shalom, and he's Kibiyochel in our Rishus, everything is united in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our entire body is represented by the Esrog and Lulav, all of Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbanu Shalom also is represented by the Dalet Minim. So the Rabbanu Shalom is Kibiyochel Ma'achid, everything about him, to be close to us, and we're Ma'achid, everything about us, to be close to him. That's what an Nesuin is. And that's why the Iker Mitzvah of Sukkah is at night. Unlike most mitzvahs are daytime mitzvahs. You're not the only one that's Dafka at night, the Iker Chiyuv of Sukkah. Because Sukkah is a Nesuin, and Nesuin's at night. And the rest of the Yontif is the Sheva Brachas. After the Nesuin, there's 7 days of Sheva Brachas, of Simcha, that's the rest of the Yontif. Then we said that extending this, so what's Shabbos Chol HaMoed? It's interesting that every Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we read another Megillah that really represents what we just mentioned about each Yontif. Pesach is the time where we express our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu verbally, and he expresses his love for us verbally. Harei at mikudeshesli, that stage of Kedushin. That's Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is a poem of love from the Rebbeinu Shem to us and us to him verbally. Ani ledodi vedodi li, and so on. And then comes Shavuos. Shavuos is the actual Kedushin itself. The Maisa HaKedushin, Kesef HaKedushin. So that is the mitzvahs. So Rus represents that. Rus represents the fact that she was Mekabel, Mitzvah Hashem, and she did all this chesed or whatever and returned to the Rabbanu Shalom the mitzvahs that he gave. She served him with those mitzvahs. She Mekabel the mitzvahs on herself. And in addition, Rus ends with a Kedushin. describes how Boaz was Mekadesh Rus. So that is the Megillah for Shavuos. So you would expect that the Megillah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos should be something that does with Nesuin, something that does with Simcha, and yet it's Koheles. Koheles is Musar, it's more or less Hashkafa. Why is the Megillah, right, of the Koheles, the Megillah that's read on Sukkos, which is what's it called, Nesuin? So we mentioned there's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says that Rav Hamanuna Zuti was asked by Mar Bereda Ravina's Chasana to sing a song to Misameach the Chasana Kala. So he sang Vaylon de Misna, they were going to die. Right? Twice he said it. Now, he must have sung it with a really upbeat beat or whatever. Hey, we're really going to die, we're really going to die, or whatever. And the Talmidim didn't say party pooper, like, you know, what kind of song is this for a chasana? They said, what's the refrain? So he said the refrain is, Eilonu Torah, Eilonu Mitzvahs, where's the Torah and the Mitzvahs that we're going to take with us after we die? So the idea is, in order to go into the Rishus of anyone, you have to know what that Rishus is. By the Rabbanu Shem, it's not just a physical place. The Kala, just to be in the physical place where the Chosin is, that's not Nesuin. The being in that physical place means that you put yourself into that person's domain. You're occupying the same space, same ideas, same hashkafas, same goals and standards and values. Otherwise, you're not in the same place. You may be physically in the same place, but you may be miles, light years apart. So therefore, a person has to first get his hashkafas properly. He has to know, the Kala has to know what the chasan's hashkafas are. She has to know what her hashkafas are. Each one has to know who they are. And then they can know if they're occupying the same space as the other one, and that's what a marriage is. So before you can really have a marriage where each one is occupying the same space as the other, they have to define who they are, what they are, where they're holding, or whatever. You need hashkafa. That's what Koheles is. Koheles is opposed to Mishle. Mishle is Musar. Koheles is hashkafa. Hashkafa sachayim. What's it all about? What does it mean? What are the goals and the standard? What's the Rabbanu Shel Olam's perspective on the world? Havel, Havolim. The world is Hevel. It's very, very important. Like Hevel. Hevel is breath. If you breathe it in, it's oxygen. It keeps you alive. It's life. But if you just leave it floating in the air, it's worthless. It's a nothing. Something, the Sfarno says, which has a great potential, but you don't use out that potential, that's Hevel. So the world has tremendous potential. It's Havel, Havolim. But it's Hakol Havel, right? It's worthless if you don't use it for its proper thing. You could take a $100 bill and use it to light your cigar. That's Hevel. If you use it to buy whatever, something important for $100, then it has a tremendous potential to it. It's a tremendous use. Therefore, the end is also understanding who you are, what you are. Sof davar akol nishmo es elokim yirah v'soraso shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. That's what a person is. When you understand who you are and what the Rabbanu Shel Olam is and where he's holding, then you understand if you're in the same space as him, and you could be nichnas l'rishuso, and he could be nichnas into your rishus. But you can't have an nisuin and be in the same place, be in rishus habal, if you don't not occupying the same space hashkafically. You're not in the same place. You're miles apart. So therefore, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the way we explain Sukkos is the nisuin. So you have Sheva Brachas, you have 7 days. So Shabbos Sheva Brachas is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Sheva Brachas is different than the rest of the week. The rest of the week, the Chos and Kala have an opportunity to define themselves. On Shabbos, everybody's not doing anything, and they have a chance to help the Chos and Kala define themselves and to know that they're in the same place and where they should be. So therefore, Hakel, Koheles, was said by the Melech, Bahakel, when everybody was together, in order that we should be able to be in the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Rishus as a Klal Yisrael. So Shlomo HaMelech told us, here's the Rabbanu Shel Olam's Rishus, this is what he is, and this is where you should be. If you're in the same place, then you have that Nesuin. If you're not in the same place, then you don't have the Nesuin. So basically, the Shabbos Sheva Brachas is putting it all together, is what's it called, is taking everything and recognizing the fact that that if you have it all put together, yourself put together, and you know who the other one is put together, and you're both in the together in the same space, then you have nesuim.